Welcome. You're listening to Talk About Healthy Living. I am so pleased to have you join me today. What drives creativity? It seems that sometimes it's just there and other times it isn't. But creativity isn't just an experience that's important for writers or artists or musicians, but it's critical for finding solutions in life, at work, and at home. So how do you activate your creativity? That's the topic of this episode. Hi, I'm Peggy Siofan, and I'm an internationally known personal development coach, author, and speaker. My work depends on creativity to be able to fearlessly engage people's attention when I'm doing a motivational talk or when I write my books. In fact, in 2020, I wrote my very first fictional novel, for which I've now won several book awards, but I'll get to that later. Let's begin by addressing the elephant in the room. The fear of failure. Often that fear can hold you back from allowing your creativity to flow. You become afraid of judgment or investing your time without having any rewards to show for it. And as a result, you can be paralyzed on being able to move forward. There's an old Japanese proverb, fall down 7 times, get up 8 times. We are all a work in progress. And what's another saying? If at first you don't succeed, try again. Well, supposedly that was said over 700 years ago by the King of Scotland, who told that to his troops shortly before they walloped the English. That was in 1314. But I digress. Let me give you my 7 tips, and then I'll share my personal creative experiences. Number 1. Pick a time to be creative. Now, it might sound silly, but you can make being creative a habit. So if you've developed a scheduled time to produce, the more you stick to the plan, the more those creative juices will flow. I'm more alert and more open in the early mornings, so for me, that's a good time. But I know a songwriter who used to work by day, so he began writing at night. He's now quite successful, but he has a routine of creating music after dinner time into the wee hours of the morning. He conditioned himself to be creative at that time, and you can do the same through experimentation with what times of day are more conducive for you. It's also a matter of practicing again and again. So let's say you're a writer and it's your time to write, but you're sitting in front of a blank piece of paper for the entire time you've allocated, or an empty computer screen. It's okay. You are still wiring your brain in a positive way, and the next time you will be more productive. So nothing's in concrete in how it works. You have to have some patience with yourself, which leads me to the next tip. Number 2. Avoid the frustration of non-productivity. So even once you find that time of day to activate the right brain, you may find that sometimes your efforts just aren't happening. Don't resist. Give yourself permission to let go of any frustration or self-criticism. So acknowledge the lack of flow and just accept it in that moment. The more you relax with the situation, the more you will actually reopen the floodgates. Number 3, take a time out. Meditate, restore, renew, change your mindset. Tap into a higher plane. See solutions where before you saw only problems. CEOs and other very highly successful and productive people use meditation as a tool to open to higher performance levels. In fact, recently golfer Phil Mickelson won a major tournament at the unbelievable age of 50 and credited meditation with his breakthrough. So I've addressed meditation and I've offered practices in past podcasts. I also offer many free meditations on my website. Pick one. Do it daily at the same time to condition mind and body to align and flow. Number 4. Feel your passion. Getting creative is a commitment, but it's also an ability to tap into your passion. When I wrote my fictional novel, Awakening, I had no choice but to work on it. I let go of any attachment to an outcome of seeing it published or seeing it successful. I just stayed present with the experience of writing and immersing myself in the project. Suffice to say, let your creativity be an expression of your heart. and the love of whatever it is you wish to do. Be absorbed in the process. Lose yourself in the project, and you'll make amazing discoveries. If you want to do a deeper dive, get the book that I published with world-renowned yogi master Amrit Desai called Embodying the Power of the Zero Stress Zone. Number 5, build your confidence by taking risks. Insecurities about your abilities and impatience can undermine the creative process. So stick to your protocol, whether it's working at a specific time, using meditation, whatever works for you and your lifestyle. Surrender to the experience. And as I mentioned in number 4, don't be hooked on a specific outcome, or that can create tension and shut down the creative process. So keep building your creative skills and do it on a daily basis. Number 6, develop a conducive environment. And to me, this seems obvious, but I'll mention it quickly. You need a set place to establish the flow of your creative juices. So it may be a certain corner of your home or a certain desk. If you're inspired by having music playing, use that. For me, I need severely quiet, where I can shut out the world and be able to just tune into my thoughts and my process. But I also use a standing desk, which for me keeps my energy circulating. So what works best for you? Number 7, start a creativity journal and be open to inspiration. Write down ideas that may be your own or inspiration from others. Use it to stimulate your creative flow. It's a way of brainstorming with yourself and another way to truly feed the process. So let me briefly share my creative process, which you probably already surmised to some degree. In the mornings, I meditate to set my brain in the right frequency for a happy and productive day. I work at a standing desk to keep the energies flowing, and I often write for the trash. Now, let me explain. I encourage the process of writing without attachment to whether the outcome is good or bad. If I throw it all away from that day's work, I'm not upset. It's my step to better writing. Mostly, I've written books that are nonfiction, relieving stress, anxiety, all about personal development. In the middle of 2020, that all changed. In the middle of the pandemic, I experienced an uncanny creative process. I broke my arm. Slipping off boulders overlooking the Gulf of Mexico, I was photographing a snowy white egret. With COVID ever present, I did not want to go to the emergency room, but I'd crushed the bone in my arm, and fixing it required surgery. Well, I'd never had surgery in my life, so I was quite terrified and had to practice all of my anxiety-reducing techniques, meditating, listening to healing music, and so forth. On the other side of surgery, I diligently continued my practice as I suffered excruciating nerve damage. Yet within a few weeks, being alone and isolated because my life partner went to work every day, I literally began downloading a story. Every morning I'd get up and head to the computer to explore what would happen next to my characters. I didn't know. I was living in a total fantasy world with my characters, and I felt as if some muse was downloading the story through me. That's how Awakening, a novel, was born. So sometimes it's just about being open to receiving that creative flow. So of course, creativity can take a variety of forms. The excitement comes from finding your own personal path. If you need assistance, reach out to me. I hope you benefited from your time with me today. I'm sending you love and light, and I invite you to join me again next week for another episode of Talk About Healthy Living.